South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa met with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin as part of a self-declared African peace mission to help end the war in Ukraine. Ramaphosa was accompanied by six other African leaders, the presidents of Comoros, Senegal and Zambia, as well as Egypt's prime minister and top envoys from the Republic of Congo and Uganda. Their mission to Ukraine, the first of its kind by African leaders, comes after other peace initiatives, such as one by China. It carries particular importance for Africa as it relies on food and fertilizer deliveries from Russia and Ukraine. However, the war has impeded exports from the world's most important breadbaskets. Speaking in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, South African President Ramaphosa urged Putin to end Europe's worst armed conflict since World War II.
We are here to communicate a very clear message that we would like this war to be ended. We say so because this war is having a negative impact on the African continent and indeed on many other countries around the world. As a continent, we are being negatively affected in terms of our economies.
The African leaders have proposed de-escalation of the armed conflict followed by peace negotiations. Russian President Putin told his South African counterpart he is not giving up on negotiations with Ukraine. We welcome our African friends' balanced stance on the Ukraine crisis, Putin says. He adds, dear friends, we appreciate your interest in resolving the conflict. We immediately responded positively to your proposal to discuss the Ukrainian issue. Yet African leaders are divided over whether Russia should be condemned for invading Ukraine, and the United States has expressed doubts over South Africa's neutrality, saying it secretly provided weapons and ammunition to Russia in December. South Africa's president has said he is investigating the allegations. Before they arrived in Russia, the African leaders visited Ukraine, where they met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He urged the African leaders to help enable Russia's freeing of political prisoners, including from Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014. Please ask them to release the political prisoners they have been holding since 2014. These are our Crimean people and many, many other people, Zelensky says. Would you please ask Russia to free the political prisoners? It seems to me this will be an important result of your mission, of your roadmap. However, Zelensky has said peace talks are only possible between Kiev and Moscow if Russia withdraws from all Ukrainian territory. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive with deadly battles raging in several areas. Zelensky used Father's Day, celebrated in many countries, to thank who he called strong and brave soldiers fighting Russia's invasion, including fathers, who he hopes will return safely from the front lines. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.